Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And if you've never seen it, today's Caffeine for the Soul is inspired by an old Mad TV sketch that you can find on YouTube with Bob Newhart called Stop It. And in the sketch, Bob Newhart plays a therapist of indeterminate background. And a woman comes to him, and before she starts, she asks how much he costs. And he said, well, it's $5 a session. And she goes, wow, that's cheap. How many sessions will I need? And he said, well, most people just need one. She's like, wow, this is great. And then, you know, she hands him the cash, and he listens to her. And she's talking about, you know, her fears and how she worries about being particularly, like, her big fear is that she's going to be buried alive in a box. And so he listens like a good patient therapist. And then he says, okay, now I'm going to tell you some things. And she takes a notebook out, and he says, I don't think you'll need that. She's, you know, very eager to hear what brilliant psychological insight he's going to share. And he looks at her and he goes, stop it. And she's like, what? Stop it. Stop thinking about that. Just stop it. And she gets very upset. Well, it's not so easy. And he goes, oh, stop it. And they go back and forth. And finally, she goes, well, I think you should have something more to say than this. And he goes, okay, stop it or I'll bury you alive in a box. And the point of the sketch, even though it's, you know, obviously the point of the sketch is comedy, is actually a really good point. So much of what we think of as deep psychological problems that started in our childhood and have to, almost all of that stuff is just habitual thinking in the moment. In other words, we just are used to thinking about things a certain way. But we talk about it as if it's got deep roots that are difficult, when in fact, it's just a habit. And some habitual thinking is quite helpful, like remembering your name, remembering where people live, remembering what courtesy looks like in your culture, remembering what way doors open. But so much of our habitual thinking is unhelpful. And the deeper we go into it, the more unhelpful it becomes. So we might just automatically, without even thinking about it, as soon as somebody says something to us in a certain tone, we habitually go, oh my God, they're out to get me. They want something. They're scheming. As soon as somebody doesn't do something that we've asked, we're making up a story. And it's just what we do so quickly that we don't even notice we're doing it. And if you're the one doing it, then really the only advice you need for things to get better is stop it. Now, depending on what you're dealing with, that may sound as dismissive and cruel and mean as it does to Bob Newhart's client in the sketch. But working on the assumption that you really would like to not suffer from it anymore, whatever it is that you suffer from, that you'd really love it if it didn't hold you back, whatever it is that holds you back, then realizing that it's just an unhelpful habit of thought is incredibly helpful. And here's the thing. Noticing it stops it. When you see it for what it is, it loses its grip. When something that you think is a real problem stops looking like a real problem and starts looking like a habitual thought or a habitual way of doing things, then as soon as you catch it, it stops. I remember when I was first learning that over a dozen years ago now. And I'd suffered for many years from depression. And I went into as bad a bout of depression as I'd had in 20 years, the summer after I first came across this understanding of the mind. And it was different to how I'd ever experienced it before, because for the first time, I could sort of see it happening. I could see myself depressing myself. I could watch my thinking get heavier and heavier and heavier. Now, it didn't immediately stop the depression. It took almost 6 weeks for it to stop. But even while it was going on, seeing for what it is stopped it from having the same impact on me that it used to. It stopped it from looking like some scary thing that was happening to me. And it just started looking like some weird thing that I did in my head, unintentionally. But I had just never noticed that it was me doing it before. It'd be like a metaphor I used to use is somebody would come to me and they'd want me to help them with the pain in their foot, absolutely convinced that there was something deeply wrong with them leading to the pain in the foot. And I notice as I'm talking to them, oh, they have a tick, like a little twitch, and their right arm twitches, and in the right hand they're holding a gun and it's aimed at their foot. So every time they twitch, the gun goes off and puts another bullet in the foot. Now, if that person is convinced enough that there's a really deep psychological reason that their foot hurts, or a really deep physical reason that their foot hurts, they're liable to be insulted when I say, you know, you're shooting yourself in the foot. But the second they become aware of it, they'll stop it. So if you've become aware, or are even becoming aware listening to me now, that there are certain things that you just do habitually, and you're thinking, well, I'd love to be able to stop it, but I don't know if I could stop it. Well, one, you don't have to stop it. You can just notice it, and the noticing it will stop it. But two, if you've always done things a certain way, what if you didn't? It's amazing how often that question in my own coaching has helped people see through it. Because it doesn't even occur to us that it's something that we're doing. So it doesn't even occur to us that we can stop. But what if you didn't? What if you just noticed it? And then you get to notice it, stopping to hurt you so much, stopping to get you so much. And then you may not even notice when it stops. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk to you soon.